We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
Holding fast to your confession is one of the most important and one of the most significant and one of the most valuable teachings of the New Testament. And yet we have such little teaching on the subject. You see, hold fast to your confession that He is your redemption. Praise God. Hold fast to your confession that you are redeemed. The Bible says you are, doesn't it?
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Confession Series, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
In these day services, we're using four texts, four portions of Scripture. There's more than one verse, some of them. Matthew, 3rd chapter, and Romans, the 10th chapter, and Hebrews, the 4th chapter, and 1 John, chapter 1. I'll repeat them. You can find those openings and you won't have to be turning. 1 John, 1st Epistle of John, chapter 1, Hebrews, chapter 4, Romans, chapter 10, Matthew, chapter 3. All right, notice first of all in Matthew, chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, then went out unto him Jerusalem, that's John the Baptist, unto John the Baptist, Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan. They were baptized of him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Then that familiar text, those two verses in Romans 10, verses 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And then in Hebrews, the 4th chapter and the 14th verse, seeing then that we have such a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. King James says profession. The Greek word here, and is originally written in Greek, is the same one that's translated confession in these other verses. Let us hold fast our confession. And then the first epistle of John, chapter 1, verse 9 said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I've said to you before that one thing all of these verses have in common is they contain the word confess or confession. And so that's what we're studying about, is this particular subject, because there is so much confusion of thought on this particular subject. The thing that we should interest ourselves in is not what some man said about it or what he thinks about it, but what does the New Testament say on the subject? And so we've found from what we just got through reading to you that there are four kinds of confession that the New Testament speaks of. Now, first of all was the teaching of God through John the Baptist, confessing, teaching of sins to the Jews. You see, they were God's covenant people. And he demands through John the Baptist that they confess and make restitution. And then secondly, we have the confession of the sinner today. And we brought out the fact that John, the 16th chapter, the 7th through the 11th verse, shows us that the sinner will be convicted by the Holy Spirit of but one sin. Notice it said that is of sin because they believe not on me. And the main confession that the sinner makes is the confession of the Lordship of Jesus. You'll notice what it said, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. You see, John the Baptist baptizing those Jews, that's not Christian baptism. Are you following me? And the third kind of confession then is found there in 1 John 1, 9. That is the believer's confession of his sin when he's out of fellowship. When we need to recognize and realize that sometimes that broken fellowship may cause sickness. Because we read there in James, the 5th chapter, confess your sins one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. Then the fourth kind of confession, the one that we're discussing right now, is the confession of our faith as believers, as children of God. That's the confession that we're to hold fast to. The confession of our faith in the Word. The confession of our faith in Christ. The confession of our faith in our Father God. Praise God. Now, let us, Hebrews 4:14, let us hold fast our confession. That's the confession that we're to hold fast to. Praise God. It's our confession of our faith in the Word of God. And actually, let us hold fast. Holding fast to your confession is one of the most important and one of the most significant and one of the most valuable teachings of the New Testament. And yet we have such little teaching on the subject. You see, hold fast to your confession that He is your redemption. Praise God. Hold fast to your confession that you are redeemed. The Bible says you are, doesn't it? In whom? More than once in the New Testament. It says, in whom we have our redemption. Hallelujah. Hold fast to your confession that Satan has no more dominion over you. And yet, you know, if you listen to most Christians, what they say, you see, what you say is your confession. You know, it's one thing to get up in church and say something, another thing to say something, you know, just at home or in everyday life. But be sure that you maintain your confession. Hold fast to it. Amen. It's amazing how that Christian people really testify more for the devil than they do for God. Remember one time years ago in the church I was pastoring, was having a testimony meeting. A lady got up, you know, and testified, said, "The devil's been after me all the week, bless his holy name." I know she got her praise misplaced, but she went on to tell, you know, what all problems and trouble that she was having. I finally just got up and stopped her. Just stopped her. Because she's just charging the atmosphere with unbelief. Now, see, she's not testifying for the Lord and what He's done. She's testifying about what the devil's done. Amen. You see, the text said here, but one of those texts there in Romans, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, or the margin says Jesus as Lord. You see, you confess Him as the Lord of your life. That's the way He becomes Lord of your life, is by you confessing that He's the Lord of your life. Well, if you're going to talk about, testify to, you see, testimony is a part of confession, about what the devil's doing, then you're giving him dominion over you. Can you understand that? Can you see that? And many Christians have never learned that valuable lesson yet, and they'll talk about, you know, what the devil's doing. Oh, what an awful time I'm having. Well, I wouldn't talk about it if I was. I learned right in the midst of trouble to talk about victory, praise God, that Jesus is victorious, and the victory comes. The victory comes. Now, you see, in the face of circumstances, see, so many times we're governed by circumstances. But in the face of circumstances, even a failure, you maintain your confession. See, the text said, hold fast. Well, that means maintain it, doesn't it? Yes. Maintain your confession. I believe this, that we can confess, make our confession based on God's Word, on anything that God's Word says. Now, again, here's more confusion of thought. I'm not just singling out someone, and don't mean it to be destructive criticism, but I know minister friends, they're friends of mine. I'm their friend. They know I am. They don't agree with me, I don't agree with them. You know, we need to learn that you can disagree without being disagreeable. Some folks, it don't seem like they can. They just disagree and disagreeable at the same time. But they say, that you can't act on God's word unless God quickens it to you. I say the word of God is already quickened. See, quicken means alive. You know, alive. You know, sometimes you ever stick a pin or something under your fingernail and say, boy, that hit the quick. You know, it hurt is because it's alive, you see. Well, the word quick, that's what it means. You know, the Bible said God is the judge, you know, of the quick and the dead. That means alive and the dead. And so I say, they say that you can't act on the scriptures, you see, or confess it unless God quickens it to you. Well, now the Spirit of God does bring scripture to you, remember sometimes, and sort of quicken it to you, all right? But right on the other hand, I say the word of God's already alive. Remember Hebrews 4:12? For the word of God is quick. Didn't say it's going to be quick. That means alive. Hallelujah. Word of God is quick and powerful. Is. Hallelujah. You getting it? Is. Word of God is quick and powerful.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book, Don't Quit, Your Faith Will See You Through. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, Keep the Fire Burning. Next in our offer is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Holy Spirit, The Ultimate Best Friend. Last is Reverend Craig Hagin's CD, The Mindset of a Champion. All these items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today.
You know, this AI thing is kind of scary. And on YouTube right now, there are a number AI videos, not actually videos, they're actually audios with video pictures of our grandfather.
Right.
And some of it is not even saying, but it's not him.
It's not him.
And sometimes it's not even things that he believes.
Right. But it sounds like his voice.
It sounds kind of like his voice.
Yeah,
and if you
similar.
Know, I mean, like one time it said something, I listened to one of them and it says, and he said 2 Corinthians. He would never say 2 Corinthians.
Right.
He would always say 2 Corinthians.
Right.
And actually, I think that they read from the New King James, which he would never read from.
No.
He always read from the King James Version and things like that. Now, we've tried to take those down, but because of artistic, what do they call it?
License.
Whatever, that they haven't been able to take them down. But if you want to hear the real Kenneth E. Hagin, you can go to his YouTube channel.
Yes.
And it's the Rhema Kenneth E. Hagin channel. And, you know, also, too, I mean, there's other videos out there. Make sure there has to be a video of him. It's going to be a video, not just some kind of, you know, picture, but with some kind of voice that doesn't really sound like him.
Yes.
And you know what? Maybe if you guys would report that, maybe they would take that down.
Yeah.
We've tried to report that, but the more of you that would report that. But go to our YouTube channel, the Rhema Kenneth E. Hagin channel, and you can watch some classic messages by our grandfather.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.